here is use CardStar. CardStar. So this is full disclosure. I work for this company. It's an application on that you can use on your iPhone or iPod to store your like your CVS card or your Petco card or your Best Buy card or your Ace Hardware card. Right now we have over like 750 different merchants that we can store on the phone. If yours isn't in here, you can add it in. So that way, like if you want to store your insurance card information on your phone, so that way, you know, when you call up or something, you need the number, you know, you can just have it in here. I'm on the home screen of the app here. So this is the home screen of the app, and so it's pretty basic. The edit button allows you to delete cards, and there's a mode in which you can rearrange the order of the cards. By default, they're sorted alphabetically, but if there's cards that you use more often, like your Whole Foods card or something that you want at the top, I don't think we actually have Whole Foods in here, but you know, you can do that. So at the next to the edit button, there's an add button, and that brings up another screen that has a list of all the merchants we have. And so at the top of the list, there's an edit box. You can double tap on that, and then you can start typing in the name of a merchant. And so now I typed in the letter C, and if I flick to the right, so like there's AC Moore, so on and so forth. So by pressing search, you would bring up all the merchants that have like that begin with the letter C in some form or another. So you could look for a whole merchant name.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use the AC Moore card as an example here. I don't actually have an AC Moore card. So once you select, by double tapping, you select it, then you have to go back up. You click on the next button up at the top. I was going flicking to the left there. And you can enter the card number manually, or you can... There's a button on the screen to scan. You can open it up, click on that button, and that way you can, sort of like the way you would with, like, VizWiz or Google Models, you hold the barcode. You actually have to sort of hold it closer to the camera. You have to hold it about 3 or 4 inches away. I don't know. So you can put in the number, and then it will come up in your card list.
Cancel.
I'm going to press the cancel button since I don't have one. And so in my card list, like I have a Best Buy card, which is a website sort of like Groupon. It's another website sort of like Groupon. Another website sort of like Groupon. So with cards like that are daily deal cards like Groupon and those other ones that I just highlighted, when you go into them, it will show you the list of deals that are like available for that website. So if you want, I can pull up the Groupon deals right now.
Well, what about Best Buy? What does it do for that?
So for Best Buy. If you click on the Best Buy card, it by default opens up to the Best Buy card, which has the barcode. It generates the barcode of your card number on your phone screen. So that way, like when you go to the store, you don't have to figure out which one is your Best Buy card. You can show the screen of your iPhone or iPod
to the attendant.
Yeah, they can scan it. There is an issue with the iPhone 4. We are well aware of this, and unfortunately, there's not a whole lot we can do about it due to the polarity of the screen. That laser scanners, like the ones at like Stop and Shop, or you know,
can't utilize it.
Yeah, have issues utilizing. But it will still read the number to you. So if you were at a self-checkout, you could hear the number, or the number is also displayed on the screen, so that way the cashier can see the number and punch it in manually. It depends on the scanners that CVS has. The scanners may actually work, you know, but with optical scanners that use lasers, they don't work with the iPhone 4 screen. Now, with the iPhone 3GS, it works fine.
Starbucks has an actual app.
Yes.
Like this, and that one works.
Yes, because the Starbucks uses image scanners. That's why. I don't know off the top of my head what like Best Buy has or what CVS
right.
has. I know for most part, most supermarkets, you know, have like laser scanners.
Yeah.
Because that's what that industry sort of standardized on.
Yeah.
Other retailers may have different types of scanners that may be more flexible in what they can scan. I have a CVS card. I have a Petco card. If I go back into my phone, there's another tab. So,
okay.
So at the top of the screen it says the name of the merchant, and then it has an edit button, which you can do if you the number of the card got messed up or something or whatever.
7, 6, 4.
Then
six,
there's the number.
Six, eight,
at the bottom is the set of tabs. There's the card tab.
Info.
There's an info that will give you like you can go to the website, you can call their customer service number, things like that. There's the extras, which will let you, like, if you're really into, like, Foursquare or something, you can check in at Foursquare or, you know, things like that. And then the last tab is deals. The application, different deals, you know, that we are aware of for this merchant, you know, the one that you're in currently. And so with... I'm going to pause it there, because it will read the whole deal for you. But so it's just letting you know, like, that if you went to a Best Buy or you... That was for a Logitech, like, universal remote. There will be different deals for each merchant.
Let's say I put my Visa debit card in there. If I had to take a picture of it, would it then read the number back to me?
It only supports reading barcodes.
Read it.
I say you could put your Visa credit card in here, and there is an option that we have to lock that you have to enter in a PIN before CardStar will start up.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that,
Have that feature so that way you can lock when you open CardStar. We'll ask you, okay, enter your PIN, and then the application will only open after you properly enter the PIN. It's very similar to have your iPhone ask for a PIN when you'll unlock it.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with this because I've been hearing for a while that eventually we were going to be able to use the iPhone in place of a credit card.
Yeah.
And it sounds like it's a step in that direction.
We haven't quite gone to the payment aspect of it, but this will at least, at least have that information available.
So you still have to enter it manually, the cashier anyway, because there's no credit card scanning.
Yeah, exactly.
So like a Starbucks card, you don't have a Starbucks app.
We can't support the Starbucks card because they use a two-dimensional barcode.
I have that app, though. Has anybody else used that app?
Yes.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah, it's for Starbucks. What does it do? What it does is you open it up, you enter in your card, and you've got, and say, so I had a card, I had $25 on it. So I go to Starbucks, I hit a couple of buttons, and then I hand it to the cashier. It scans it. It automatically deducts the amount of my purchase. And when I go back, the app tells me what my remaining balance is.
How did you add it on as a proof of money onto it in the first place?
I did that on the web. I had my card, and I did that on the web.
You can also do it directly through the app.
But you can then, once you've done it once, you can do it through the app. Can you do it the first time through the app?
You have to have a Starbucks card.
Yeah.
You buy a card at this.
Yeah, you have to buy a card first.
You have to have a card number first, but once you have a card number, then...
What's the cost of that card star?
It's free. Oh. What is the privacy policy? Does it click data from...
Once a day, the application will ask our service, will say, do you have any deals for these merchants? But that's all. We don't get the merchant numbers. We don't, we don't do anything with that. There are some third-party providers of coupons. I don't think there are any, they don't support any of the grocery stores in this area currently, and we're working towards that. That may ask for, like, your membership number and things like that, but that's because they work more directly with the Stop and Shops or the whatever's to, in dealing with that data. Because the information we provide right now is basically, like, messages that are, like, save this, if you go into Best Buy, you can save this much or, something like that. Whereas to do coupons, there's actually a lot more infrastructure that has to be in place. Because it would be great if you could, like, look at the Market Basket circular and take your phone and, like, take a picture of the barcode and just have it, put it on your phone. But unfortunately, there's a whole, like, level of complexity that, unfortunately, you can't do that.
So, CardStar hooks up with other retailers to find out. So, let's say if I go to Office Max, I type in all that information. Will it give me the typical flyer, what it has those deals in this area?
It may not give you everything the flyer has, but it will give you a lot of deals that Office Max has going right now. And we also have a bunch of different, like, library cards, like Boston Public Library.
I see.
All those are one of our biggest areas of merchants is libraries.
Can the library scan the card, or does it just give them just a way of carrying your number?
I haven't actually tried it at a library, so I'm not quite sure.
I mean, the nice thing about this is you don't have to have all those darn cards with you and try to figure out which one is which.
For any of these cards, like the Best Buy Reward Zone or any of those types of cards, have you thought of working with the person to, like, for example, for a Best Buy, that you can accumulate rewards points and get certificates?
When you go to Best Buy, their cash registers denote what you bought, and then they would, that's a function of their program. So it's like, if you go to, like, we have a Staples card, you can put your Staples card here, and that's thing, when you scan it at Staples, then Staples would keep track of that, and if you whatever you pass whatever limit, then they would send you a coupon or something.
Is that a two-way thing? Do the merchants share that information back to CardStar?
No, we don't get that information back. Yeah.
And when you took a picture of the barcode, did it input the number? What does it populate?
All it does is populate the number off of the... Using the barcode, it populates the number.
And it puts the barcode on the screen.
Yeah. So the application doesn't actually store a picture. It just stores that number. And then we have algorithms that will generate the barcode based on the merchant. Because there's actually a huge number of different ways to generate barcodes to store information using barcodes. Sure, one of the things we do provide a link in the information tab to go to the website for the login for the loyalty program. Some companies may or may not want us to give us that direct access to their information, so that may be the only way to do it.
I just want to confirm, so it does not feed any data about you or your usage back to the company?
The only thing it sends us is the cards you have. That's all it sends us. There's nothing else.
Just a list of cards or the card numbers also?
Just, we've assigned random numbers to each merchant, and that's all it sends us. We don't get your card number, we don't know who you are, nothing like that. We don't get your geographical information, nothing.
So nothing
so
about
usage. So basically this just keeps a database of all your cards and all their numbers?
In simplest form, yes.
I'm just surprised it doesn't track your usage.
What it will do for us, we have a system where your phone will say, it sends back, like, hey, a card was looked at, a deal
right.
was looked
yeah,
at,
okay. yeah,
you know, things like
that.
But we can't identify a person
right.
with that information. It's completely anonymous.
Hey, Chris, you know, I just downloaded the app and installed it. I'm trying to take a picture of a CVS card. It's going to give me audio feedback when it finds the number, because right now I'm just getting a cancel button, basically.
Unfortunately, no, there's no audio feedback in the camera screen.
So I've got a cancel button here, and I'm waving my card in front of it.
Oh, it won't give you a feedback when it finds the number. You have to double tap to take a picture.
To make the camera focus, double tap the center of the screen.
And it's going to be about 4 inches away and with pretty decent light. Unfortunately, the thing about taking pictures of barcodes is that with barcodes, if you go too far away, they get blurry. So you have to be in this very finite range. So in its core, you could just use it for carrying around your card numbers. You know, and so recently in the latest version, we've also added support. So if you wanted to see those different daily deal sites like Groupon and stuff like that, you could just quickly browse the different deals they have and things like that.
Thank you.